One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
They say luxury and legend go hand in hand at the Battle House Hotel in Mobile, Alabama, a place where U.S. presidents once roamed the gilded halls and where Oscar Wilde himself might have whispered a clever phrase beneath the grand chandeliers. But ask around today, and you'll hear about more than just elegance and history. You'll hear about footsteps in the dead of night, elevators that move on their own, and a woman in white who never checks out. Built on land scarred by war, tragedy, and rebirth, the Battle House stands as both a monument to the past and a doorway into the unknown. Guests have checked in expecting luxury, but some have found themselves tangled in something far stranger. An unseen presence that doesn't show up on the reservation list. Tonight, we dig into the chilling stories, the verified accounts, and the theories, both paranormal and psychological, that swirl around this historic southern treasure. Is it the echoes of Mobile's turbulent past, or is there truly something or someone that refuses to leave? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Battle House Hotel was born from the ashes of a different kind of conflict, one fought not by armies, but by ambition. In 1852, on a patch of land that had once echoed with the commands of military officers during the War of 1812, James Battle and his brothers set out to build a symbol. They envisioned a place where the Gulf's warm breezes met the highest standards of hospitality, where the finest guests would dine, debate, and dance beneath crystal chandeliers. The location was more than strategic, it was symbolic. The Battle family chose the very heart of downtown Mobile, where the ghosts of past battles might still have whispered through the trees, to raise a palace of southern grandeur. Their hotel quickly attracted the attention of political elites, wealthy merchants, and famed writers making their way through the Gulf Coast. In those early days, the Battle House was more than just a hotel. It was a gathering place for ideas, alliances, and celebrations. As the Civil War erupted, the Battle House, like the city itself, was drawn into the tides of history. Confederate and Union sympathizers alike crossed its threshold. Whispers say that secret meetings, plans, and betrayals may have unfolded behind the velvet curtains and mahogany doors. Though the original Battle House survived the war, its future would not be so kind. By the early 20th century, time and tragedy conspired to erase the Battle family's first grand endeavor. In 1905, a fire ravaged the original structure, reducing its proud walls to smoldering rubble. For a moment, it seemed the spirit of the Battle House might pass into legend, but Mobile would not let it go so easily. In 1908, a new Battle House hotel rose from the ashes, grander and more ambitious than before. This time it embraced the Beaux-Arts style sweeping through America's great cities. Marble floors gleamed, gold accents adorned ceilings, and the hotel once again opened its arms to the powerful, the curious, and the celebrated. President Millard Fillmore, Stephen Douglas, and even the famed wit Oscar Wilde are counted among those who, at one time or another, graced its halls. The Battle House wasn't just back, it was better than ever. As the decades passed, however, subtle signs suggested that the Battle House's connection to the past wasn't so easily rebuilt. Staff began sharing stories. Guests whispered in low tones about strange experiences that couldn't be chalked up to creaky pipes or southern humidity. It was nothing dramatic at first, just the kind of things that might be laughed off over a nightcap at the hotel's lavish bar. Footsteps when no one was there. Doors that drifted closed as if pushed by an invisible hand. Faint voices echoing down empty hallways in the middle of the night. Guests would report sensations of being watched while climbing the grand staircase or lingering too long in the lobby. Some chalked it up to old wiring, drafty windows, or Mobile's famously heavy air. Others weren't so sure. While no official historical record ties the Battle House to a specific tragic death or violent event, the ground it stands on has seen its share of human conflict. The idea that emotional energy might linger in such a place began to take hold, not as a superstition whispered among the poor or the credulous, but among people who otherwise lived by rationality and reason. In the 1950s and 60s, as America entered a new era of technological progress and skepticism, these stories didn't fade away. If anything, they grew louder. Psychologists who later analyzed reports from sites like the Battle House pointed to several possible explanations. The construction materials used during the early 20th century, including lead-based paints, aging electrical systems, and heavy wooden beams, could create subtle environmental effects. Low-frequency sounds inaudible to the human ear can trigger sensations of unease, hallucinations, and feelings of dread. These infrasounds are sometimes produced naturally by heavy machinery, storms, or structural shifts in old buildings. High humidity, frequent thunderstorms, and rapid atmospheric pressure changes could create optical illusions, distort sound, and amplify ordinary noises into eerie occurrences. Visitors not familiar with the South's temperamental weather might find themselves more vulnerable to these subtle psychological tricks. And then there's the power of suggestion. When you walk into a hotel as storied as the Battle House, knowing it's seen war heroes, fires, rebirths, and the steady erosion of time, you're primed to expect something extraordinary. A creak in the floor becomes a phantom step. A shadow in the corner of your eye becomes a ghostly figure. The brain, ever eager to make sense of uncertainty, fills in the blanks. It's a theory that holds water, yet it doesn't explain everything. Why, some asked, did so many people report the same phenomena? Doors opening on their own, sudden chills, and the sensation of a heavy presence, especially in certain parts of the building. Why, even after extensive renovations and modernization in later years, did the hotel's ghost stories persist? Stubborn as the southern kudzu that clings to Mobile's oldest trees. At the heart of it all, the Battle House seemed to be a place where two realities coexisted, the grandeur of history and the mystery of the unexplained. Guests still came for the luxury, but some left with more than memories of fine dining and stately ballrooms. They left with questions they couldn't answer and experiences they couldn't explain. The Battle House had survived wars, fires, and the slow march of time, but perhaps in some strange way, it had also absorbed them, becoming not just a monument to Mobile's past, but a living, breathing echo of it. And this was only the beginning. If the early tales of the Battle House Hotel were whispers, then the stories that followed became undeniable shouts in the dark. Most of these chilling accounts seem to swirl around one particular area of the hotel, the seventh floor. It's an elegant floor like the others, with polished wood doors, rich carpets, and the air of southern gentility. But ask any longtime employee and you'll hear the same thing. Strange things happen up there. Always have. Room 717 became the centerpiece of the seventh floor's reputation. Guests checking into that room have reported everything from doors locking and unlocking themselves to televisions flickering on and off without warning. Some describe waking in the middle of the night to a crushing feeling of being watched, only to find no one there. A few even claim they woke to the sensation of someone sitting at the foot of their bed, a heavy, invisible presence pressing down the mattress. Didn't stop with isolated incidents. Housekeepers began to refuse late-night duties on the seventh floor altogether. One former staff member, speaking only on condition of anonymity, recounted finishing a shift and stepping into the hallway, only to hear a door slam down the corridor. When she turned, every door on the hallway stood wide open, as if thrown ajar all at once. She left the job a few weeks later. And then there was the lady in white. Described by dozens of witnesses over the years, the lady in white is said to be a tall woman in an old-fashioned flowing white gown. She's most often seen gliding across the grand lobby late at night, silent and translucent, sometimes pausing near the historic elevators before vanishing into thin air. Some say she carries a faint scent of lavender. Others recall a sudden, inexplicable chill when she appears. Legends about who she might have been are plentiful, but none are verified. Some claim she was a guest who died, tragically, during the early 1900s. Others suggest she's tied to a forgotten love story from the days of Civil War intrigue. No historical records definitively match her description, and yet her appearances are strikingly consistent, even among witnesses who knew nothing of the legend before encountering her. Over the years, the Battle House's management has largely avoided courting the Haunted Hotel label. While they acknowledge the hotel's deep and storied past, they focus on its elegance, its service, its place in Mobile's golden history. But unofficially, the stories are allowed to breathe. Ghost tours in Mobile include the Battle House as a prize stop, where guests can hear about the Lady in White, the seventh floor mysteries, and the countless unexplained events whispered through generations. Paranormal enthusiasts have occasionally visited, though the Battle House has never been the subject of a major televised ghost hunt. Those who have explored it, often equipped with EMF detectors and infrared cameras, report spikes in electromagnetic activity near the elevators and seventh floor suites. Brief, sharp anomalies that resist easy explanation. The debate over what exactly haunts the Battle House has split theorists into two camps, those who believe in residual hauntings and those who suspect intelligent spirits are still roaming its grand corridors. Residual haunting theorists argue that the strange happenings are simply energy imprints, echoes of powerful emotional events embedded into the walls of the hotel. These hauntings, they claim, don't involve conscious spirits at all. They're like a photograph or a recording playing on a loop without any awareness of the living people who cross their paths. It would explain the repetitive nature of the sightings, the lady in white always gliding the same route, the doors on the seventh floor slamming at similar times, the chill in the same hallway at night. But others are not convinced. Intelligent haunting believers point to the ways the phenomena sometimes seem responsive. Guests have told stories of asking aloud, "Is anyone here?" and hearing faint knocking sounds in reply. Some report that their room lights turned off immediately after asking a question. A few even say they felt a tug on their clothes or blankets during the night, as if something or someone was acknowledging them. If these reports are to be believed, then the Battle House Hotel isn't just a vessel for old energy. It's home to active, aware presences. And those presences aren't necessarily benevolent. One chilling story involved a guest who returned to his seventh floor room after dinner to find every piece of furniture, chairs, desk, and bed stacked in the center of the room. No signs of forced entry, no logical explanation. He checked out before sunrise the next morning, vowing never to return. Another came from a maintenance worker who was called to fix an elevator stuck between floors late one night. When he pried open the doors, the compartment was empty, but a deep, resonant laugh echoed up the shaft from below. No one else was in the elevator bank, and security footage showed no guests near the elevators at the time. Despite these unsettling stories, the Battle House Hotel thrives today. restored to its full grandeur as part of Marriott's Autograph Collection, it continues to attract visitors from around the world, some seeking luxury, some chasing history, and some quietly hoping for a brush with the unexplained. What remains most fascinating is how the hotel seems to wear its haunted reputation like a fine silk glove, acknowledged but never flaunted. Its marble halls and ornate ceilings carry the dignity of the past, but also the lingering, quiet tension of a place that knows it is never truly empty. The lady in white might drift through the lobby unseen. The doors on the seventh floor might breathe open and closed with a will of their own. And the Battle House Hotel, standing proud on the ground once torn by cannon fire and sorrow, endures not just as a testament to Mobile's history, but as a living, breathing intersection between the past and the present. Some come for the history, some come for the spirits, and some, whether they know it or not, come for both. At the Battle House Hotel, you may check out, but some say a part of you never really leaves. When it comes to the Battle House Hotel, separating history from haunting isn't as easy as checking your bags at the front desk. There's no doubt the ground it stands on has seen more than its fair share of triumph, tragedy, and transformation. Layer after layer of human experience baked deep into the brick and marble seems to cling to the air itself. Skeptics would argue, fairly, that much of what's reported can be chalked up to very earthly causes. Old buildings creak and groan, electrical systems misbehave, and the mind, when primed with enough ghost stories, will create its own late-night apparitions. Infrasound vibrations, shifts in atmospheric pressure, even Mobile's sticky humidity could all play tricks on an unsuspecting guest. And yet, there's something about the Battle House that resists easy explanations. When multiple people with no connection to one another report seeing the same spectral woman in white, when maintenance workers hear laughter echoing from empty elevator shafts, when furniture moves without so much as a squeak from the floorboards, you start to wonder if maybe, just maybe, there's more to it than faulty wiring and fertile imaginations. Maybe what lingers in the Battle House isn't just energy or memory. Maybe it's the stubborn will of a place that refuses to let its stories die, no matter how many times the carpets are changed or the walls are repainted. One thing's for sure. Whether you're checking in for a night of luxury or sneaking a glance down the seventh floor hallway after midnight, the Battle House has plenty to offer. A world-class stay, and maybe, just maybe, a glimpse into something we're not meant to fully understand. So next time you hear a door creak open on its own, don't rush to blame the bellhop. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world. world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.